No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Tame it to the pilot, tame it to the tame,
tame it to the pilot. Brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plane Radio toll-free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir, I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'd be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith from Flight Training Professionals. We are your crew for Just Plane Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle and learning to fly. Now, we were hoping to connect with Captain Clay today from Wyoming, but we might have some issues, guys, because evidently he is, he's trying to smoke out some gophers or varmints or some kind of rodent that is burrowing around his, the substructure of his home.
Oh.
So
I'm envisioning Bill Murray and yes, Caddyshack here.
I'm gonna get this gopher. I'm gonna get it. She said, "No, I can't do it." Obviously,
yeah, but obviously,
he's got his hands full of gophers. Hopefully, if he's successful,
yeah.
And so, whether or not we get him by the end of the show, we'll have to wait and see. But we are talking about him flying to Orlando. Mm-hmm. And me hopping on the plane with him to fly down to Fort Lauderdale to cover the Fort Lauderdale boat show for our World of Boating radio show.
Oh, cool.
So I'd do that. I'd get a little flight time in with him on his Piper Saratoga, be his co-pilot, act official, the whole thing.
Ah,
and
when is that?
Well, it's this coming week.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So
Fort Lauderdale boat shows this week?
It's this weekend, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it goes through Monday, so I'm flying down, hopefully right after the show if things work out okay. We'll have to see the weather and all that kind of stuff.
You have
to check. But that is the plan.
Cool.
So if things go well, if we don't have him on the air by the end of this show, hopefully next week we'll have a full report of how I did as a co-pilot or a pilot in command or pilot almost in command, which might be... Yeah, it'd be better than co-pilot, wouldn't it?
Do you remember how to talk on the radio?
Yeah. Hello, this is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me. What else do you want from me? Seriously.
Well, but seriously, I remember when you first began to learn how to fly.
Yeah.
And Ed would come back just head shaking and just going, you would think a guy that has a radio show could talk on the radio.
Well, then,
it's the last thing I thought that I would have problems with.
Well, it was talking on the radio. Yeah.
You had stage fright.
No, I did not have stage fright at all. I didn't know what the hell to say. It wasn't stage fright. It was like I had no idea what I was supposed to say in what order. I didn't even know half the lingo that
okay, so let
I was
me rephrase
spewing.
My question.
Yeah. What?
Do you still know how to talk on the radio?
Yeah, of course I do. 733 Charlie Mike.
Okay.
I am holding in the flight pattern and requesting clearance for takeoff on runway 17. Thank you very much. And don't forget to listen to Just Plain Radio. Out.
Okay. So if you're holding in the flight pattern.
Well, I don't know what I
why
mean.
Do you
I
need
just
clearance
made that
for
up.
Takeoff?
That was just pure freestyle. It's kind of like rapping.
But that's how it really went in the airplane.
Okay, maybe. But
now. Looking back on what transpired then, it makes so much more sense now.
Oh, absolutely.
You can't
it was
get,
like
you
a
can't
foreign
get people's
language.
Names right. You can't remember what you had for breakfast, let alone what to say.
Right.
So I just didn't realize that was just you.
Well, no, that's everybody has this issue. Most people have mic fright. And they're afraid to talk into a microphone. I don't have that problem at all. I'm not afraid to
He's
sound
not afraid
like
to
an
push
idiot.
The button and sound like an idiot.
Yeah. I mean, that's what we do every week on this show. Present company included. Thank you very much. And, the thing is, though, that's not really in my, my problem at all. I don't have a problem being an ass. I really don't.
Nope, you really don't.
Yeah, thank you.
He's an expert at it.
But as far as knowing what to say, I mean, when I first started, and I remember the first flights we went up there, and I'm listening to the tower, and you communicate with the tower. I was like, my God, this is another language. I don't understand any of it. How am I possibly going to ever get this? They're talking gibberish. It didn't make any sense whatsoever. Now, as you listen, just like any language, after a while, you start picking up little things like, okay, that's what they're saying there. And you start to slowly kind of, it starts to register slowly but surely. But it takes time. That first time, though, it is literally like a foreign language.
Yeah.
And it is most remarkable.
People say that. Most people will say that.
Yeah. And it is remarkable now when I go back and I can listen to pretty much all communications and kind of understand a little bit. I mean, there might be some codes and things and acronyms or whatever that I'll still miss, but at least I can follow along like, Okay, that's what they're telling each other and blah, 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 blah.
Well, kind of interesting side note on that one. Had the rare privilege of having my wife fly with me a few weeks back. We took EJ back up to Tallahassee after his home for a weekend. And we actually flew. It was a nice day and borrowed a friend's airplane and flew up. And she got in the front seat on the way back. And so we're flying back. And yeah, I was flying IFR. We actually went through the clouds, Keith. Believe it or not, she didn't freak out on me going through the clouds.
Yeah.
Even videoed it. So she was having a good time, and
that's
she was
awesome.
Listening to the radio, and there were some students on the radio. Oh, well, let's say they're from our old place of employment there, Keith, and she just got tickled at how hard it was to understand what they were saying. They had foreign accents on.
Of course.
And she just, every time she heard one of them try to say something and the controller try to understand what they just said, she just chuckled.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's a whole nother level of misunderstanding. Because, I understand the lingo, but you get somebody, from Mexico or China or something with their accent and throw it in there. Not only can I not understand them, the tower can't understand them.
Nope.
Can you repeat that a little bit slower there, buddy boy? It is kind of comical when you hear those guys.
Yeah. And of course, we hear it all the time and didn't think twice about it. I understood what I said. Why didn't you?
Well, you've heard it a billion times now. Yeah.
But that's the same thing you're saying is once you hear it more and more,
you start to pick up on
the sometimes
dialect.
We don't realize that looking back at it.
True. Yeah, you take it for granted after you get a bit jaded in that regard.
Yeah.
But that's how learning happens, right? And then all of a sudden you're in it and you know what's going on and you're flying around the world and, it's the way it's supposed to be. It's going to happen to me. At some point, that will happen.
But back to the question.
What's that?
Do you remember how to talk on the radio?
Yeah, I'll remember. I mean, I'll have my cheat sheet with me and what order to put the stuff in.
Apply.
And all that kind of stuff. What do you mean?
Yeah, you're not supposed to use that anymore.
We're not allowed to use cheat sheets, or what do you mean?
No,
you still have my notes.
When you soloed that, that had to be thrown away. You now are a pilot, so you have to talk on the radio.
Well, I just said I would have to
without
refresh.
Having a script. You don't want to have a script on the radio show. Same thing in the airplane.
This isn't scripted.
Yeah, are you kidding me? We got every word. Every word.
Yeah, we have teleprompters up here, right?
Exactly. So, I always
knew you liked Obama.
My name is Obama.
What? What is wrong with you people? Really? So, I'll be able to refresh my memory with some, cheat sheet scripts and things like that. I just, the thing is with me, I just kind of have to know what order we're going in. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people mostly screw up. They'll do one element first or, do ATIS first.
You mean they're dyslexic?
No, they'll just mix up the order. They won't do it in the right order that they're supposed to. Right? Am I correct?
Yeah, that doesn't mean Keith, how many dyslexic. Pilots are dyslexic?
10 out of 7.
Huh, that's weird. So, anyway, yeah. I mean, but why do you not believe that I'll know what to do on the radio? You think that'll be my stumbling block?
No.
I think if anything I'm concerned about when I get back in the plane is, will I still be able to do my landings?
Yeah, no, landings will be the rustiest, but you'll be amazed at what little procedures just have drifted away.
Talking on the radio.
Radio.
Give the tower the right info.
Which lever to pull.
It's really what you're talking about there, Greg, is it's not you know, you said they're talking gibberish. Well, it's really aviation English is what they're talking.
Okay.
And it's really, I guess you would refer to it as a dialect of the English language. And so you haven't practiced that for a long period of time. That's why we're asking the question.
True. Well, I mean, I think I would pick it up fairly quick again. Well, I'd be able to understand it much faster than
before,
spinning it back to them.
Yeah, and that's where I say you'll know what to say, but your tongue will be like thick because you won't be able to get the words out in the order or at the speed.
Well, you know, I got plenty of practice because we talk every week about aviation on this show. That surely means something, doesn't it?
I don't know. It
means that I need more training is what you're inferring, right?
Always.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and Flight Training Professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
For takeoff with Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Colonel, with all due respect, that new jet is a death trap.
It's the 1950s. Everything's a death trap. Now I have three martinis, a pack of smokes, and get in that plane.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That is me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. Flight Training Professionals, FTPros.com, the website to go to and learn how to fly with them. All right, so we're not talking about drones this week, surprisingly enough.
Yay!
We did that a couple weeks ago, and I'm sure it'll, you know, as we get closer to Christmas.
What's even better is I didn't get to listen to that.
Well, no. You didn't hear that show?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that was a good thing.
I was working that day, remember?
Yeah, you were working. That's right.
I was
right.
Working in Jacksonville, yeah.
Yeah, don't listen to that show, Ed. anyway, right? Wink, wink, Keith?
Exactly. You don't want to hear it.
No, you don't.
I know you pick on me when I'm not here. So.
Never. I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if you saw
drones.
Post I put on, or you put the post I put on Just Plain Radio. It said, never mind what Keith and Greg said I was doing today. I was actually working. That's why I missed
right,
the show.
Right, at an air show.
I was,
that's not work. That's just farting around watching airplanes.
That was work. It was research.
Yeah, okay. Well, that sounds like something I would say, Ed.
Yeah.
I don't expect that from my flight instructor, but whatever.
Whatever.
You know, we're not going to talk about drones this week, but we are going to talk a little bit about airport security.
Yep.
You know, a friend of mine came up to me the other day, and we were talking about, you know, he knew about my flight training, and he said, you know, what are you doing this for? And I'm like, well, I'm trying to, you know, learn how to fly a plane so I can fly down to the Caribbean. I can bypass, the major headaches of going through, you know, security with the domestic carriers and all that kind of thing. I've flown on some private flights before, and I mean, you get through customs and security so much quicker. It's ridiculous. And you have a lot more freedom. I said, it is once you do this, you don't want to ever go back the other way if you have that option available to you. It's just way more freedom and flexibility. And then he asked, he goes, well, why is that? Why do you get through security and customs quicker? And I said, that's a good question. I don't really know. I mean, other than, I guess, is it just a numbers thing? Because, you know, Keith, when we've done this in the Bahamas, we didn't seem to have nearly as much problem getting through customs and that kind of stuff. What is it? Why is that? Are there some holes here that need plugging with Homeland Security, or they just trust us pilots a little bit better from what I saw? What do you think?
Well, I think the Bahamas is really trying to work with people because, you know,
they want to encourage more pilots to do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And they rely on tourism for just about everything that they have and can do is tourism.
Right.
And so they have to work with it. And they're trying really hard, whereas we're not.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we've got a few more things that we have to, you know, consider here. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got some national security things that we have to take into consideration that are, you know, as one of the most powerful nations in the world, we've really got to keep an eye on those kinds of things, and we can't take that too lightly.
Yeah.
That's another issue that, you know, the Bahamas don't have.
Well, true. But, I mean, even, you know, going into the Bahamas or other islands, you know, if you compare flying your private plane in and flying in with a domestic carrier and a big group of people, you'll get through customs and all that stuff a lot quicker on a private plane than you would generally. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And I guess it's just a matter of there's less people. You think it's as simple as that, or are they making it a little bit more streamlined for private pilots because maybe they know they're a little bit more responsible?
I think if you looked at the customs person ratio to the passengers coming through, when you look at the general aviation terminal versus the airline terminal,
right,
there are a lower ratios, so that, you know,
so it's a numbers game.
I think it's a numbers game.
It's as simple as that, huh?
Yeah.
But even coming back to the States, it's not as hard, I don't think.
It's the same thing. It's a numbers game. How many people were in customs with you at the same time?
Well, true. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I, you know,
yeah, but, you know, when you go to the Bahamas, though, Ed, you know, you have, you know, general aviation, and you have the quote unquote commercial passengers. They're all going to the exact same place.
Yeah. True.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah.
Now, coming back into the U.S., it's different.
I'm thinking Freeport. You know, they actually have a terminal there.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, and
but when you a lot of the other islands in the Bahamas, it's one and the same.
Yeah.
You're going through the exact same place.
Well, what about security in general? I mean, for instance, when you go on to a, an airport, a smaller airport, not an international domestic airport, you can get right out to the runway with no problem. Pretty much any schmo can do that almost, don't you think? Is that, I don't know. There's security, but there's not like security that you would have at, you know, Orlando International Airport. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, there's more requirements when you get into...
I mean, look at airplane repos, for Christ. Those guys are getting out on the airports nonstop.
Okay.
Well,
I'll see you guys in a week. I'm going to take off now.
Well, at least he's going to take off.
He had to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got me when he said he wasn't talking about drones. I was like, yes. Then he brings up airplane repo.
Yeah. Well, you know, last week, or actually 2 weeks ago, Abington ran into Mike, what's his name?
Kennedy.
Yeah, Mike Kennedy. at the Red Bull Air Race.
Yeah.
So he's a nice guy.
Yeah. He was on TV here locally the other day, too.
Yeah.
Explaining about his Cobra, King Cobra, getting loose.
So you put it in a little bit different way than I would have put it.
How would you put it? A way that we can't say? Is that what you're trying to allude to there, Keith? Or what do you mean?
I was just going to say that he was trying to explain why his snake was on the loose.
Okay. I think that's pilot code for something that we're not supposed to go towards, maybe. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, he's got a King Cobra. And yeah.
It went missing for a month, and he failed to report it right away.
Mm. Well, maybe
being a venomous snake.
He didn't know it was missing. You know,
no, he did.
He did?
No, he did.
Well, he's out,
he was looking for it.
He was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But he found it. That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
No, he didn't find
no.
it.
No.
Oh, he didn't find it.
Somebody
some
else
poor
found
lady,
it.
Some poor lady found
in
it.
In her dryer.
Ah. Okay. Well.
Now we're back to that same topic we had last week about scary things and brown spots in your shorts.
Yeah, maybe.
I would have one.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she was wearing shorts. She probably was wearing a muumuu. But regardless, you know, he gets onto those planes or onto those airports without much problem. There's not as much security.
It's not real.
Well, I mean, but regardless, I mean, you know how security is at the smaller airports. It's not like it is at a big airport, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
you're right. You know. I mean, there's not. And there's different things that are required for the smaller airports than there are for when you have passengers coming in and out.
Right.
So that's the big difference.
One of the advantages of flying general aviation airplanes.
That's right.
Right.
Fewer hoops.
That's right.
You got to jump through or fly through.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I've been up around the stratosphere at 31,000 feet. I'm gonna fly on out of here on wings that you can't see. If you're gonna fly high without fear, you're gonna have to learn to love the atmosphere. And you gotta learn to use those wings. Can't see.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. And we're also joined by Captain Clay. He did join us after all. He's come in from shooting gophers or something. I don't know. You were just trying to take him out because they were burrowing things all around your home or something. Is that it, Clay?
Yeah, they're digging all sorts of holes. They're really annoying.
Okay.
We'll call you Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Murray.
Bill
he's,
Murray.
He's on the 18th hole. He's going to get them gophers. Anyway, he has joined us, and we'll talk about flying and his Piper Saratoga here in just a bit. But I got to throw something out to you. I saw this story about a guy who's made a kit plane, Ed, and he's decided to call it Air Force One. And I guess the FAA has approved it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's his N number. And that's like it's the same thing as like a vanity license plate. You can come up with your own VIN number. Or N number, or what is it?
Yeah, you can. You can go onto the FAA aircraft registry and see if there's an N number open.
Yeah.
And
well, I mean, can you make up your own and then type it in and say, okay, this one's not taken. Can I have it?
Yeah.
And do they charge you extra for a vanity thing like Greg's plane?
Well, it's not going to be that. It's got to be five. It's got to start with an N.
Yeah.
And then it has to have up to five characters after it, and you can't have all letters. You have to have some numbers, like Dan, who's a friend of ours, runs the local pilot store. He has 3 Delta November on his Archer. Normally, it would be like 003 Delta November, but
right.
It was open, so he reserved it.
So like NI812, something like that.
Well, there's a real cool one out there.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm sure that you're never going to get this one away from them, but Nike's is November 1 Kilo Echo. And so,
but how did he get Air Force One? That doesn't start with an N. What is that?
I'm not sure. I don't totally understand the story you're reading.
Okay. Well, I read it, and I don't understand
it. Might be that he's trying to name the airplane a common name like Air Force One.
Maybe that's what
like
it is.
Like make and model.
So I can name my airplane Greg's Awesome Flying Machine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Just Plain Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Now go, fly, be free.
Time for me to fly.
This is Just Plain Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. And we are also joined by Captain Clay, who's in Wyoming. And get ready to fly down to Florida for a big dive event and actually a big boating event. And, you know, he has to fly to get there. So let's catch up with you, Clay. What have you been doing lately? Is your plane flying well?
Yeah, it's flying really well. It's, you know, spent a little money on maintenance. Nothing incredibly major, but was down in, I was down in the Caribbean in September, and I was down in Alabama a week and a half or so ago. And next couple of weeks, be some more hours put on the engine.
Very nice. So from Wyoming to Orlando is where you're going first. And that'll be, you're going to make that trek in one day, or are you breaking that up in a couple days?
It depends on weather, how early a start I'll get. I would probably make it in a day, but sometimes I get tired and I just try to find a bigger airport that has a hotel close to the FBO and hang out there and do the rest on the next day.
Got it. And did you bother trying to customize the name of your plane or your N number? Or no?
No, I really didn't. I really, one of the things I really did want to do with my old Cherokee that you guys are familiar with, the Cherokee 235, is I wanted to paint Captain Clay McArdle under the
window.
The pilot side window, just because I thought it would be funny. But then I thought people wouldn't get the joke.
Yeah, so. I don't get it. What is that? What is
it? I thought it would be hilarious.
Yeah.
Why? Wait, explain. I'm missing something here.
Well, because you see these, the Air Force, whatever, the people flying F-16s or whatever, they also always have the captain's name under the, next to the,
right.
The fuselage under the seat and all that.
And so people would find it ironic that you would have that on your little commuter
I don't think ironic was the, if they found it ironic, that would be sort of funny.
Well,
I
guess that's true.
I think he's thinking they might have found it a little dorky.
Maybe.
That would never happen to me.
Never. No.
Never.
That's not what I think about when I think of Clay.
Well, I know what I'm doing when I get my
Greg, plane. Totally different story.
Yeah. Mine's going to say that.
I mean, it'll say Greg's plane underneath the window.
Heck yeah.
No, it'll say Greg, your co-pilot under the window. Come on.
Yeah, on the captain's side.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe.
Actually, you can get, I just heard something from Cirrus is that you can pay, I think it's like 5% additional and get your plane completely customized, paint job and all that. And one of the things they have are door sills that have your name in them.
Yeah. Actually, there is one on Executive Airport. You've ever heard of a guy named Ken Griffey Jr.?
I've heard of this baseball guy from Cincinnati where I grew up. Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, he lives here in Orlando
right.
And he has a Cirrus and oh my. It's amazing.
It's blinged out, huh?
Oh yeah.
Very
customized. he has his logo with the his batting stance and
own logo.
Well, yeah, because of the consulting he does and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But it's his logo embroidered into the seat stitching.
Wow.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, we could do this with our Just Plain Radio plane.
Yeah.
Cirrus could actually customize a paint job for Just Plain Radio. And you're saying it only cost
5%.
It cost them 5% more.
Yeah,
to do that for us. See, that's nothing. That's
it's 5% of a big number though.
5% like, of 700 and some thousand.
Is it that much for a new Cirrus like that?
Yeah.
Is that a two seater or a four seater?
Four.
Okay. I was gonna say. All right. Well, you could do a little blinging, but I mean, you can customize any paint job, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's no different than a car, isn't it?
No, it's just this is done at the factory, so it's a little bit better quality,
a little bit more custom,
unless you find the right shop to do it.
Right? Do you have to be a little picky on that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
I mean, well, Clay would know because the plane you bought was from a, I don't know, a airplane refurbishing.
Repo.
No.
Yep.
Refurbishing company, correct?
You just have to Google there, don't you, Keith?
They buy planes. They refurbish the interior and do the new paint and generally new engine, go through the plane from head to tail and actually, I'd probably say nose to tail.
It's better than tail.
It was really, really nice.
Yeah, I mean, you could go with a bright red. You know, why don't you see any of that type of stuff? Like hot rod cars with the, you know, cherry red
finish? Because you don't see them other than on the ramp.
Well, yeah, so. But it's...
Well, I mean, I do have to say the boring white airplane kind of blends into the sky, too. I think they all need to be neon orange.
I would agree. They need to be some kind of bling.
Blaze orange. I did see almost a twin to my plane. It was a Turbo Saratoga on the ramp in Savannah. A year or so ago, and it was jet black, not a single other color, just black.
Well, you don't like
they show up real well too.
Yeah, can you imagine keeping that cool and clean?
That wouldn't be good. Yeah, those things can get
hot. Keith and I have black pickup trucks, so yeah, we understand.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I sold mine. That was a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you could do it. I mean, bright cherry red with a white stripe through it or something. You know, go with a diving theme. That's what I do.
Well, now let's go back to NBA and the Twin Otter that we saw there.
Oh yeah, with the big murals of the whales and dolphins and stuff.
That was
kind of cool. Yeah, I would agree.
So, I mean, can you? Absolutely, you can. And actually, I believe you can even do stuff like that instead of just in paint. And I've got a customer who actually wants to do this with an airplane.
A wrap.
Yeah.
And that makes sense. And then to protect the plane when you wanted to sell it someday, wouldn't you?
That's you know, and I'm like, at the speeds we're going to be flying, will the wrap stay on? And evidently they do.
Well, they stay on cars, so why wouldn't they stay on airplanes?
Cars don't go that fast. We're talking an airplane doing 200 knots.
Well, yeah. I mean, depending on which plane it is, sure.
I mean, the city bus does not do the same speed as the airplane.
Yeah, but...
depends on the airplane.
Yes. J3 correct. Cub. J3 Cub, okay.
Yeah. I mean, your plane will go what, Clay? What do you think? 185, thereabouts?
About 165 knots, okay. Easily.
All right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's something not like that. Outrageous. You could wrap that thing. I mean, I guess a wrap, it's going to add a little bit of weight, but that, I don't think it's add much at all, I would guess.
That's the thing.
It'll probably add quite a bit of weight. I mean, even paint, I think, weighs, they figure, 30 to 40 pounds for a light single, something like
really?
That.
Really? Yeah, and if you repaint the airplane, they have to do weight and balance calculations and adjust the weight and balance of the airplane.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. But
is one of the reasons why American Airlines have left their airplanes just the aluminum and bumped it out.
They went naked just so they could save some money?
Yeah, because weight.
You can cut the weight off.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, and you look at the military airplanes later on in World War II, they were turning them out so fast that they stopped painting them. They were originally painting them camouflage so that you couldn't see them from above or below, and they finally realized, well, you know, that really doesn't matter because we have enough of them out there that we just let them all be bare metal.
Yeah. I would imagine the weight wouldn't be that much of a deal, though, on a wrap. And you get that protective coating as well. And then you could just tear the thing off when you want to sell it. That would probably protect your investment even that much better. I think
it all depends on what you're going to use the airplane for.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
You know, if you need that useful load, you know, and you're constantly bumping up against that useful load, then, you know, you may wish you never did get that wrap.
Well, in my Quest Kodiak, I would have plenty of hauling weight. So doing a wrap with just plain radio on it and our faces, you know, the three of us.
Yep.
You know, me probably about twice as big as you two guys. But we, you know, big kind of full body scans on the airplane. That would be good.
We don't want a full body scan of you on any airplanes, Chris.
No, but we totally understand the, you know, his head being twice as big as mine and Ed's.
And that's why he needs the Quest Kodiak to fit it through the door.
Well, I'd be sprawled out across the wingspan on the top, and you two would be under each wing looking up or something. Something
well,
like
that'd be
that.
Easy to see on a Kodiak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. It was one of those ideas. Usually, you know, those are bad ones. When I just come up with them off the top of my head like that, and I'm pretty much just proving that fact. But anyway, you're excited about your trip down to Florida, I assume, right, Clay? You're looking forward
well,
to
you know,
it?
Well, you know, it was just snowing here this afternoon, so yeah, I'm a little bit excited about the trip to Florida.
I bet you are. And
that'd be good, you know.
And this is another instance where you're using your plane for business because you got to come down here and do some dive stuff. And then you want to go, check on some new boats and things as well down at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, right?
Well, I've got to meet my my significant other in Fort Lauderdale, and then possibly hop out to the Turks and Caicos. So we'll see. But the planning problem I'm having is that this time of year is you're getting a little bit iffy in terms of traveling on a schedule in a light airplane without de-icing equipment.
Traveling without a schedule, we love. So we'll talk about that next. Stay close.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Imagine traveling twice as fast as you can drive. Imagine taking friends and family snorkeling, surfing, skiing, shopping, and more to exotic destinations. Imagine attending business meetings in cities far away and still making it home at night. Or just imagine exploring the wild blue yonder.
Quit dreaming about it and get to it. There has never been a better time to become a private pilot, and flight training professionals in Orlando will show you how. Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is your full-service flight school. A state-of-the-art flight simulator, a fleet of the latest Cessna aircraft, and a staff of full-time seasoned flight instructors are just a few of the many reasons Flight Training Professionals in Orlando is the place to start your aviation adventure. Call 407-896-0077. That's 407-896-0077. Or go to ftpros.com. That's ftpros.com.
For nearly 75 years, the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association has been a beacon for those who cherish the freedom to fly. AOPA protects your rights as a pilot by fighting airspace restrictions, fuel taxes, user fees, airport closings, and other issues that threaten your ability to take to the sky. AOPA is on the front lines every day to ensure that general aviation and the interests of its members are promoted and safeguarded. Learn more about how you can become a member at AOPA.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
This test today, it's important.
I got it. I'm going to make you look good up there. Don't worry, okay? Now let's get these pants off and fly some planes.
I'm learning to fly around the clouds. But what goes up must come down.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's me, along with Captain Ed and Captain Keith. And Captain Clay helping us out to round out the crew today. And he's getting ready to fly down to Florida from Wyoming. And that's a long trek. Even if you break it up, you'd break it up in what, like 2 or 3, 5 to 10 hour runs or something like that, Clay? I don't know. You go for
usually
you
it's
forever.
About... Usually it's about three and a half hour legs, something like that.
All right.
Maybe 3 hours.
That's as long as he can hold it. I don't
that's
think
as long as I can hold it. Three and a half hours.
Yeah, that's about sounds about right for most.
Because I'm not using
well.
That
you know, I've got a few rules. You know, on days when I'm going to fly across the country, then I limit myself to maximum one cup of coffee, and it's got to be at least an hour before I take off.
Uh-huh.
And you know, after that works pretty well.
All right, you're not a big fan of those Little Johns, it sounds like.
Not really.
No.
No,
okay.
I actually carry some in the plane, and I think I've used one in 2300 hours. I've used one once.
Mhm. Well, you know, I bring this up not because of that. I actually want to go in the, you know, the route of long legs because Abington, you know, she just flew a new Cirrus over to Singapore. And she had, like, literally 16 hours in the plane.
Oh, I don't know how.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, she was even, you know, texting on her Facebook thing that she does.
Yeah.
And talking about how, you know, she's doing what she can to stay awake, reading other people's tweets and things like that and posts and stuff and listening to music, doing exercises in the plane. But at that long of a trek, you know, and I know how Clay flies. I mean, he pretty much takes off and punches in the GPS coordinates and kind of kicks back and watches the controls and listens to music. Is that fair, Clay?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it depends on whether you're flying IFR or, you know, VFR with flight following or just VFR, you know, without right. flight following.
It also depends on what kind of weather you're going into.
Well, true. Yeah. Exactly. But if you had a nice clear day and weather's not an issue, you know, the plane is going to do its thing. You know, when you set the autopilot on, you can kick back and relax. But if it's a longer leg and you haven't slept as long the day before or you're on a multi-leg trip, I mean, Abington was talking about being tired. Mm-hmm. And I was like, she does all these things to try to wake up and stay awake. And I found it interesting. I don't know how you exercise in a Cirrus, by the way. She said there's some kind of thing she does. And, you know, again, remember, she's up there by herself, but she's all of, like, what, 3 foot two?
Yeah, she's got more room in that Cirrus than I would.
True.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I'm not sure what kind of exercise she does, but just staying awake. I mean, have you ever had that problem where you're on a leg so long that you have a little bit of, you know, any trouble or issue or something you need to do to keep yourself alert?
All the time.
Yeah? And what's the trick? Music? What do you do?
Well, you can, you know, in my case, I usually have some, you know, log entries to do. I carry my log with me. I can catch up on paperwork as far as that's concerned for my pilot's log. I listen to music. I open a little pilot's window and stick my hand out and freeze it so that, you know, so that way.
That's interesting.
Up.
I like that one.
Wait, but you better keep your little John handy if you do that. Didn't it?
You know, I've got
effect?
I've got all the manuals for, you know, the FAA regs and all that on my iPad. And,
oh,
and
see, one that
the,
just puts you to sleep.
Yeah.
One of the things that that I do occasionally is just, you know, make it a game to try to contact flight service by looking at a chart. So that forces you to remember how to contact flight service by, you know, how to find the frequency on the chart. And then it's always fun to see whether they'll answer.
No, it's even more fun, yeah.
You reach out to them like, hey, flight service, you there?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm flight bored. Service, talk to me.
Well, now you take it into the late evening where you know, the air traffic goes down, the controllers are not as busy. There's the, are they still waking out there? You know, that you you check the squelch and it's like, okay, yeah, the radio's still receiving. And
anybody out there?
Yeah.
Anybody can hear me?
Is anybody out there?
Yeah, you're still supposed to be here. I'll change you over to another 50 miles.
Mm-hmm.
You heard about the guy that was on the ATC frequency, and he says, I'm going to paraphrase here. He's like, I'm effing bored. And the ATC says, you know, you're not allowed to swear on the radio. Please say who that is. And he says, I said I was effing bored, not effing stupid.
Good point. Mm-hmm. So yeah, he might be tired, he's just not dumb. I don't know. So you read stuff and things, or you have somebody go with you that can keep you awake or can take the controls and you can take a snooze.
So what you're saying is you want to go with him to annoy him and keep him awake.
Well, I did that last time. That's all I did is when we flew down to the Turks and Caicos, I was talking nonstop. There's no way he was going to sleep then. Now, if you would have asked me that, hey, I would like to take a nap, will you shut the hell up and just kind of keep an eye out while the, you know, while the autopilot runs? I would have done that. But,
you know, there's new one.
What, taking a nap?
No, he would have could have taken a nap, and I would have watched the controls if he needed to.
You know,
I've actually
done that with Keith before, but he's a rated, you know, instrument rated pilot. Not this Keith, another Keith.
Oh, right.
Because he always dozes off in the co-pilot seat, so I can take a little break.
Got it. Yeah. Oh, I guess technically that wouldn't be allowed because of my flight status as not a pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would now be a little bit of a problem.
I
but he would be very happy to let you take a nap, Greg.
Now, I can tell you a story about a few years back up in Cincinnati when we were teaching up there. I had a customer come back from a check ride and say the examiner fell asleep during the check ride.
Really?
Yeah. But he passed, so it didn't matter.
Well, of course he did. He was able to maintain sleep and be that calm during a check ride. The pilot was probably one of the best pilots out there in the world today.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Yeah, but literally the guy fell asleep.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I don't know if that's really what you want to happen.
Not really.
I'd spin it that way for sure.
But like I say, I said, hey, it guarantees that you're going to pass.
Yes. And before we put anyone else to sleep, I'll just end it now. Till next week, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to leave my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Listen up, everybody. I have some news.
The opinions you just heard on Just Plane Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
We are screwed.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
A little too far. Cross the line.
There are many factors to consider before learning to fly.
What is your problem?
So make sure you do your own research and get the proper instruction before your exploration into aviation.
Thank you very much, sir.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at JustPlaneRadio.com.